The gospel reading is from Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 35. And the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside, asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen. In the Old Testament lesson today, we hear about the shame that caused Adam and Eve to hide from God. In the Garden of Eden, they had gone about their days happy and blissfully unaware that they were, in fact, naked. It wasn't until after that they had eaten the apple that they came to the knowledge of their nakedness, and they felt ashamed about it. They were exactly how God had made them. The Garden of Eden, the most perfect place on earth, living exactly as their Creator had wanted them to, and suddenly they were ashamed. And they hid. The only thing that had changed was a little bit of knowledge about themselves. Something that God did not find shameful at all. In fact, this was the very way that God had made them. This knowledge cast them out from paradise. Their shame changed their relationship with God and with the world. Their days were no longer happy and easy. Now they had to toil and work every day just to survive. And shame can be like that for us too. It can cause us to hide, or at least to try to hide that part of us that we ourselves feel is shameful. It breaks our relationships and changes how we relate to our friends and our family and the world around us and to our Creator. We may stop doing things that brought us joy and comfort. It may be because of addiction, a loss, divorce, an illness, or a disability. We may be ashamed because we worry what other people think of us. And there are times when we ourselves are guilty of looking on others with shame. And we make them feel ashamed just because of the way God made them. In his book, The Bible, Disability, and the Church, The author and Pentecostal theologian Amos Young tells a story about his family. His family immigrated from Malaysia to the United States when he was just 10 years old, and they started a church in the Malaysian immigrant community. This church grew quite large and was very prosperous, and so were his parents. There's a belief in some Christian denominations and cultures that things like success and health are outward signs that you've been blessed by God. His mother gave birth to his brother Mark, who was born with Down syndrome. For his family, in their culture, and in their church, this was a sign of shame. They believed that the family must have done something wrong, something displeasing to God. But as Mark grew up in the church, and his gifts for ministry and faith grew and shone out, Amos and everyone in the church were in awe of this young man. As he sang and greeted people in church and helped to lead worship, Mark's disability was not something shameful. He was made by the same Creator who made Adam and Eve, the same God who made each one of us. The story of Mark can be told 1,000 times in 1,000 different churches, not all with the same happy ending. I work with persons with developmental disabilities, and I remember one young man who loved to sing. We would sit and watch YouTube videos and sing along to Mr. Rogers and his favorite country singer, Hank Williams Jr. He also loved to go to church and to sing along to hymns. But some young people in the congregation felt that the joyful noises he were making was something that was sort of funny, and so his mother took him out of church. His faith was not something that was shameful. It was simply the way that God had made him. In Mark's gospel, we find that Jesus has been casting out demons. The Pharisees see this, and instead of recognizing the miracle for what it is and praising God, they look with suspicion on Jesus. And they say that he has been casting these demons out in the name of the King of Demons. There, Jesus' family comes running in an attempt to restrain him. They were ashamed and afraid of what others thought about Jesus. But Jesus was doing exactly what he was meant to do. Jesus was just being Jesus. After this, Jesus tells the Pharisees that they have committed the worst sin imaginable, the sin against the Holy Spirit, and there has been a lot of debate about what exactly this sin against the Holy Spirit is. Jesus tells us that the sin is unforgivable is to look on the work of God and to call it evil. There's another thought about this, one that I believe matches with what Jesus says here to the Pharisees, that the unforgivable sin is a sin that says that God's redemption is not for me, that what I have done is unlovable and unforgivable. But it's not that God could not forgive it, but that we would not allow it to be forgiven. I'm a huge fan of Anthony Bourdain. He's a famous chef who has traveled the world, and through his books and his TV shows, he has introduced millions of people to cultures from around the world and cuisines such as Saudi Arabia and Russia, Turkey, to the Bronx. But even with all of his success, he talked about his own personal shame and his battles with addiction to heroin and all the people that he hurt with his addiction. So no matter what may have touched our lives or the lives of our friends and family, be it addiction, divorce, an untimely death, illness, or disability, there is no need for us to hide those things from our Creator and Comforter. Because from the beginning, before creation itself, God knew all those things about us, all of our joys and pains, our strengths and our weaknesses, our pride and our shame. And loving us from before creation, God took on our flesh and dying the most shameful death imaginable, the death on the cross, our Creator redeems our shame, all of our guilt, all of our sins, and claims them as his own. As God has created and claimed each one of us, and when we recognize this work of redemption, that we are forgiven, then, as Jesus said, we become the mother, the brother, the sister of Christ. And just as importantly, when we recognize that redemptive work in the other, then they become our brothers and sisters in Christ as well. And so I pray, say to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, thanks be to God.